I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So you're hooking Al up with an SC-UCLA
ticket. Mason's coming
through. Yeah. Yeah. You're in, Slee.
Yeah, I'm in.
Well, you're rooting for UCLA, right?
I literally have no dog in the fight, and I wouldn't mind, actually. I wouldn't mind seeing UCLA win because that never happens, or at least in this type of game. But I have no dog in the fight. None at all.
Yeah, we're going to need you to root for UCLA because the obnoxiousness of the other three people rooting for USC will be off the charts.
Way off the charts.
So at the Rose Bowl, obviously,
yes.
What do you think the distribution will be, UCLA fans to SC fans? Is it 50-50?
I do not Is that what it is, John? I haven't been to the Rose Bowl for an SC-UCLA game in a very long time.
Me neither.
So what happens is they distribute all the tickets, and then the UCLA fans sell all their tickets to the Fat Cat USC alums. That pay for the entire season, which, by the way, Ryan, is Emily still there?
Yeah,
she is.
Okay. So,
oh, I know
Taylor,
where this is going.
Travis, I think you're being too tough on Emily.
About
the Taylor Swift thing.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it into context that would make it harder for you.
Okay.
Okay? So let's say next Saturday, all right?
Yeah.
I can get you on at Augusta.
Okay.
For $200.
Uh-huh.
Okay? $200, you get to play where they play the Masters.
Yep.
Now, the caveat for this is, if you turn it down, or if you sell it, you'll never get another invite. This is your one shot, okay?
Yeah.
Or, you can sell it online for $20,000. What do you do?
Do you want to buy it? It's sold.
You don't even think about it.
Not even hesitate for a second.
John, looking at Trav second. Through the camera. I'm like, yeah, I think I already got Trav's
answer.
No, it's not that. I would love to play Augusta, and if the opportunity presented, there would be.
It just did.
There would be a
for $200.
It just did.
For $200, I understand that, but it's not just for $200. It's that for $200 or $20,000. The $20,000 is a no-brainer for
me. What's the story with Emily and the Taylor Swift con?
Emily, you want to tell the story?
Releasing the first Taylor Swift concerts?
She has tickets for $200, but
yes.
they're going crazy online.
Right, right.
And potentially she could sell them for, in the neighborhood of $20,000.
Well,
no that's way. The listing price. Okay,
that's the list price.
So I'm not sure if anyone's actually buying it for this much, but I could probably turn around for like $800 and get like
that's
at
different.
Least
yeah,
800,
that's totally
800,
different.
800
go see Taylor Swift.
I'm going to Augusta.
Yeah,
$1,000. I'm going to Augusta.
Well, yeah. So Trev, what's your price?
We're probably getting in the $5,000-$7,500 range before.
See, believe it or not, I think Mason actually has the right attitude about things like this. He has overspent. To attend
true.
Like game seven or like Dodgers in the World Series, Mason wants to be there.
Rams yes. in the Super
Rams
Bowl.
Rams in the Super
times.
Bowl, Mason yes. wants to be there.
Yeah,
and I'll say to him, hey, I've got some idiot Cowboy fan that will pay you quadruple face value and if you'll give me your tickets. And Mason goes, no, that the whole reason I'm doing it is for the experience. Travis, you don't see that $20,000 is $20,000. I know that, and you could put it to good use,
but
it's not going to make or break you.
It's not going to make or break me, but it would make me a little bit. other words,
it's going to make a lot of mortgage payments.
College tuitions, mortgage payments.
Yeah, right.
This is real life
altering
money. $20,000.
What year at school is your daughter?
Sophomore, and I got another one coming soon.
Okay, so $20,000 isn't even going to pay one half of 1 year.
I understand.
But it will pay one half of one year.
Right. I got to work multiple months to make $20,000.
See, now I will tell you that I also have Taylor Swift tickets.
Would you sell them for $20,000?
I will not.
You will not.
Because Juan wants this experience, and I've seen Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift is fantastic. I saw her across the street. She puts on a really good show.
Mace, do you have your seats for Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Oh, that's
SoFi?
Good.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So Mason, what
I'm
would
on the same
do,
side, but the opposite side of you. I'm like, I'm where you sit normally, but
right,
the other side.
Okay,
is,
yeah,
yeah. So good tickets,
equally good view. Yeah.
So Mace, what you could do
mm-hmm.
is sell the tickets you have, make a bunch of money, and buy lesser tickets. You know what I mean?
Yes. In other words, that's the trade down. Basically,
yeah,
you sell.
That might be an option.
I
but
sell
then you
what
still
I
get the experience, and you make money.
Yeah.
How many shows does she have in LA?
It's not five shows.
But Ireland, it's not just black. If you said to me, I can bring my dad, and right, and he can be in on it as well. Now you're creating an experience that's not just
right. You
right,
can bring your dad, but okay, it's still
now
20
how much?
Grand.
We're getting
it's
close.
It's still 20 grand.
Oh, no. Sorry, Pop.
Yeah. Is no price.
You set it up that way, and then you said, sorry, Pop.
Well, for $20,000, my dad would say, what, are you an idiot? You take the $20,000. You don't do
yeah,
that.
See, I tried to get my dad on at Augusta before he died, and I couldn't do it. And I was pretty – I was close. I had like three people that ooh, were willing to do it, and then my dad got too sick.
Ah.
So it – but, Trav – I would, for 20 grand, man, I can make 20 grand next year. I'm going to Augusta.
I respect the answer. For instance, because I did have a golf trip with my dad, just the two of us that we did, and it was wonderful,
yeah,
and I cherish the memories, but I was at a very different point in my life. I was much younger. I didn't have kids. I didn't have a house. I didn't have these things that I'm – every night I go to bed, how the hell am I going to pay for that?
Right.
And just
right,
playing a round of golf, even with somebody who I love a great deal, I don't know, man.
So I got this ticket dilemma. So we bought a pair of tickets to the national championship game, which is
oh,
going to be at SoFi.
Yeah.
Now, the idea was, oh, maybe it'll be USC, or maybe we'll sell them. So here's the problem. Juan keeps looking at the ticket price. He's like, we're never going to get out of these tickets. We have no chance. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. December the 31st is when the semifinal games are. The time to sell it will be starting New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, I mean, do high rollers come out of the woods to go to national championship
100%.
Games?
You're going to have zero problems getting rid of those.
That's what I keep telling him. He's freaked out.
No.
He's like, you're good.
Everybody's team that makes it mm-hmm. says to themselves, well, they'll never make it again. Mm-hmm. We gotta go. I mean, I did it for UCLA when they were in the Final Four.
I mean,
I dropped what I was doing and paid whatever the cost was, and you'll have zero problems getting out. Now, do you mind saying what you paid for them?
No, I paid $2,500 per seat.
And you
you're
got
going
two?
To make money on
you
this.
You think
game.
So?
I know. Yeah.
Are they really good seats?
They're very good seats.
Yeah.
Mace, I'll tell you right now.
Yep.
I'll buy them both from you right now if you want for $2,500 each.
We got a little game of poker.
Wait a
all of a sudden.
It's kind of a game of chicken.
Yeah, awesome. Yes.
So tell Juan if he really is nervous that I will take you out from under him for $2,500 each.
Knowing that you're going to make money on him afterwards.
Correct.
If it's
can I put a variable in here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Ohio State and Michigan are 2-3 right now.
Right.
Right? One of them is going to beat the other this weekend.
Correct.
Okay, so one of those teams has a really good chance of being in the Final Four.
Yes.
You've seen what the Rose Bowl looks like with Ohio State and Michigan.
They're following.
It's filled with their people.
Yes, yes.
Filled to the brim with people looking for tickets until the very last minute.
So root for Ohio State?
It doesn't matter. Either one of those two schools.
I root for Michigan because Ohio State goes more than Michigan does.
Right, so it's a more rare occurrence for Michigan. So Michigan fans are going to really have to jump in.
But Michigan fans,
TCU,
show up.
And Georgia travels.
And Mace at SoFi. The SoFi piece of it is huge, too.
Right. You get a trip to California when you're sitting there in the snow.
Emily made a great point about Georgia fans traveling. So Georgia and Oklahoma played in the Rose Bowl 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes.
Great game. And my family goes to the Rose Bowl every year. It's kind of our family reunion tradition.
Yeah.
We go every year. That was one of the hardest tickets to find. That was a national semifinal game, and it wasn't the normal Pac-12, Big Ten sort of situation. But that Rose Bowl was 65% Georgia people. So hardcore Georgia people will show up.
Okay, wait a minute, Trav. It's a tradition that your family goes to the Rose Bowl, so will they pay whatever it costs to get in?
So I have somebody that I buy tickets from every year, and I get to buy them at face value.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but if somebody offered you 20 grand.
Here we go.
Nope. We'll watch it on TV.
You just said you would do it in a heartbeat.
No. 20 grand to sell it? Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm still doing that. We can watch it on
TV. You're still selling it, and everybody's going to
say, so it's not that big. It's not that big of a tradition.
So I've been 37 of the last 40 years.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
So we haven't hit them all, but we've hit most of them. And this goes back to my grandfather a million years ago, and he'd been going since the late 40s. So until he passed, he was going to almost every single
one. So do you like go to the parade and the whole?
We don't. We tailgate, have the whole thing, yeah. Go to the game, hang out afterwards and chop it up. And it's wonderful, but we've missed just enough of them to where it wouldn't be a disaster.
To miss one more for $20,000. Yeah.
Yeah, we could go for a lot of years after that.
By the way, we're throwing out numbers here. $20,000 is a lot of freaking money. I mean, that's
a lot of fortune.
Somebody out there is listening right now saying, these guys are talking about $20,000. Like it's not $20,000.
I'm the only one that's
$20,000.
Yeah. I'm the one saying, give me the damn money.
Right.
And
right.
I'll watch, like, buy a nice TV.
Yeah.
It'll be like I'm on the 50-yard line.
So, Mace, will you sell your tickets to John?
I'm going to have to think about that. I'm going to have to talk to Juan. We'll put our heads together. We'll figure out what the right course of action is.
So there was a moment. I know you guys were looped
when Emily
this.
Found her glasses in the shoe.
Not that. We'll okay. get to that in a second.
Because that's a magical
when
moment, too.
We thought that Coach McVay might be coming a little early.
Yes,
and he might land on
and
our show.
We heard
you were going to ask him soup.
I was gonna
start
run it back.
With soup.
Wasn't going to start, but I was trying to find a way to run it back and have a greater degree of success of landing my question.
Yeah, this week of all weeks. I don't think he's having a soup question. Although Bergman says he's coming on later, and Bergman says, "Well, you should say right up front, Sean. I know it's a tough spot right now. Do you want to talk hardcore football, or do you want to goof around a little bit?" And I'm like, "I just don't know that. I don't think it's the time for goofing."
His best player just got shelled for at least 4 weeks.
I think his
answer 3-6. Not today.
I think Trav's answer would have been, well, you know, we just got to do a better job. Even if you asked him that question, he's still going
to
answer it.
Robo coach. I need to do a better job of putting John Wolford in position to be successful.
So did you guys hear when Emily was kind of saying where she had misplaced her glasses?
Yes.
Did you have a guess before you knew that they were in her boots?
No.
I didn't hear that's where they ended up.
How
they
can
were
I possibly have a guess?
Well, you've misplaced things.
But not in a boot. What is it? I've never lost something in a boot.
Everybody looked at me like I was crazy. Have you never left something in the refrigerator inadvertently?
No.
Never?
Never. I heard you say maybe she left the glasses in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, she's not. She's a,
I'm with you on that.
She's totally got her. She's not leaving her glasses in the refrigerator.
I'm just speaking for
Have you done that?
I have.
You've left your car keys
I've
or your
glass? Keys in the refrigerator before.
Now, what could possibly be going through your mind
you
at that
home,
point? You need a cognitive test.
You got your stuff, right? You come through the door.
Yep.
You say, I'm going to go grab a bottle of water, Coke, whatever it is, out of the fridge. And you still got your junk in your hands from coming out of the car.
Yeah, right.
And then you open the fridge. You're like, okay, I got my Coke. And I'm going to make a sandwich. I'm going to grab the bread and I'm going to grab the mayonnaise. And now all of a sudden my hands are full. I got to set the keys down. So you just put them on the shelf real quick before you put the stuff over on the side. You forget that they're in there and now you're looking for your keys.
See, I'm the master of losing stuff, but I would never lose it in the refrigerator.
You don't want the sandwich bag.
Ireland, have you ever left something inadvertently in the fridge?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Exactly how Travis described it.
No, keys in the fridge?
Yeah. Keys, wallet, TV remote, you name it.
No, you've never left your TV remote in the fridge.
It might be in there right now.
Yeah.
And Taylor guessed litter box.
Litter box, I mean, Emily's big cat person. Litter box does make sense.
Well, I have a puppy right now, and he takes everything and just takes it wherever he wants.
Yeah. How is it going with Murphy the dog?
Murphy the dog is a pain in the ass, but he's very cute, so he gets away with all of his crap. And my arm looks like I've been attacked by a nest full of wasps.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because
well,
he tries
sharp
to bite.
Teeth. Yeah.
Yeah, he tries to bite everything, but we're getting there.
Is he house trained?
Oh, no, God, no. Not even close.
You got a wasp?
The box, or is he just still letting it rip?
Oh no, he goes whenever and wherever he wants.
Yeah, that's the way it goes there for a while.
Yeah,
letting it rip.
How long does that last? I'm trying to remember.
Well, it depends on the breed. What is the breed of Murphy?
Murphy is a labradoodle, half lab, half poodle.
Now, poodles are generally really smart. Poodles should figure it out pretty quick.
I think we skipped a gene with this one.
Yeah, missed that whole genetic.
It's more lab.
It's not a word we've been throwing around.
It took 2 years to house train Sophie. 2 years.
No.
2 years.
How? What? Oh, you did it wrong.
No. We did everything we could. She's a beagle. And she
two
had
years,
a mind
niece?
Of her own. Took 2 years.
Well, Reagan the dog never got fully trained.
Never got fully trained?
Got potty trained, but not fully trained from other stuff.
Oh, no, no. I'm just talking
about No, I'm talking about going to the bathroom. Sophie
let it rip for 2 years.
Oh, for 2 years.
Was your whole house just covered in old editions of the LA Times?
It was rough. It was a lot of cleaning up to do. And by the way, you found an excellent use for the LA Times. That's an excellent use.
Sleep.
They should promote that.
How long for a rookie to figure out to scratch at the door?
Yeah, a few months, and he was taking the door down.
Now, Fredo, my little dog, he just walked into the house, walked through the dog door, and it was over. That was fine. Totally fine.
Sleek, over to Mason's house after the SC game and teach the other dog how to use the bathroom outside.
Bring Rookie over.
Yeah, bring Rookie over.
By the way, he's not going to get there till like halftime, I'm thinking.
It's all right.
I know.
It's all right.
I know.
He'll be there for the good part.
He needs to walk in with Jim Hill. Use Jim Hill's celebrity as his entry.
Yeah, that's a good point. You can just walk through the gate at that point if you've got Jim Hill with you.
Jim, you want me to hold your coat? Whatever you need. Just let me know.
I'm Jim's valet.
Jim's valet.
I'm here to help Jim. Mason in Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Why can't you just love yourself? Why can't you just love yourself? Oh, no.
There
you go. It's way too early for this. It's too early for this. John, do you love yourself?
Of course.
Do you?
No one else is going to love me.
You got Lisa.
Look at me.
You got that was so dark.
Young Jack.
No, you got to love yourself. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not. Man, if you heard my inner monologue, you would just, I can't believe the stuff that pops up in my inner. What about you, Bergman? Inner
monologue. I love myself.
I think
I'm an amazing human
being. What's really going on in your inner monologue?
I'm just a terrible person.
Yeah, everybody's the same. I mean, somebody's out there listening right now saying, man, you should hear the crap I say to myself.
If I try and think about the amount of people that probably hate me versus the amount of people that actually like me, it's close.
Can I let you in on a secret there, Greg?
I'm afraid of what you're
going to
say.
No, dead serious.
Okay.
99% of the people are not in either camp.
It's true. It's right in the middle.
They could care less.
Yep, it's true.
I think so many people spend time worrying about what other people think of them, and the truth is that most people just worry about themselves.
Well, I think that the beauty of Ireland, you, me being this age, is that we don't really give an F anymore.
I know, it's great.
Right? You reach a certain point where it's like, this is what you get. I mean, it's just, I'm playing my best card. This is it. Yeah. So we were going to do a shift at Starbucks, and Bergman, I need an update on this. What is the update on us, me, John, working as baristas for a day at the Starbucks downstairs here at LA Live?
So we got really far along with it. I talked to the general manager. I talked to their social people.
Howard Schultz. Oh,
I feel like there's a butt coming.
Yeah.
They passed.
They passed.
They passed.
Who passed?
The social people, like the people that do...
That do Starbucks social?
Yeah. They passed on it.
So
they said no.
So
it's too busy of a time.
Oh, well, screw them. What about Coffee Bean?
Yeah. I was going to say, we'll find a place that will let us do it.
Yes. I'm already working with the salespeople to find somebody else.
I mean, we could do it at Illy.
Yeah, we could do it at Illy. That's where you get your fancy-ass coffee.
I love Illy coffee. It is the best.
Okay, here's the weirdest fact of the day. Greg Bergman did not have a microwave until when, Greg?
Last week.
He lived without a microwave.
How did you heat food up before that?
So when I made food, it wasn't even in the oven or in a toaster oven.
And no microwave.
No microwave.
And okay, now explain the reason, because I think this is the height of stupidity. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it. Do it.
Do not like reheating food, period.
But specifically.
Specifically, I don't like it in the microwave. I don't like the taste of it out of the microwave.
You can tell?
I can't tell.
The microwave has no taste.
It does.
The microwave
does
not put
it changes
a taste
it.
Onto the
it
food.
It makes it totally different. The oven will make it a little
Jorge, does the microwave leave a taste
no,
on the food?
Not.
No, it doesn't.
It sounded like John was with me. John?
John?
Yeah, I am. I'm with you, Greg. I can tell. Like, for the other day, I had oatmeal. Mm-hmm. I'm taking all these drugs right now because I'm finally through it. But they put me on like a bunch of drugs to get me through COVID.
Yep.
And one of the things you have to do is you have to take all these pills with food. And I'm not a big food guy, so I made a lot of oatmeal this week.
Mm-hmm.
If you make oatmeal like on a stove, it tastes way better than if you do it in the microwave.
Exactly. Oh, thank you, John.
It's
I've never been more in sync
with
you.
Don't you do instant oatmeal? Are you actually stirring up like with a wooden spoon oatmeal
no,
on the
here's
stove?
What I did. I put the oatmeal in a bowl.
Yep.
I put the water in, and I put it in the microwave.
Right.
That's the right way to go.
That's no. Oh, I see. Well, wait a minute. No, you're using the microwave.
Right. And then if I don't use the microwave, if I put it in a saucepan and heat it up on a stove, it tastes better.
You guys
tastes
are idiots.
Better. No, it's true.
Microwave does not leave any flavor on food. There is no microwave flavor.
I don't know if it's like the microwave per se, but it just tastes better if you do it on the stove.
It's true. You see, John's right.
Yeah, John.
Hey,
is
Greg.
Not.
Also with mac and cheese.
Oh,
same thing.
Absolutely. You cannot make mac and cheese in a microwave.
Oh no, that has to be on a
right.
I mean, Kraft macaroni
Wait
and cheese
Mason,
that has
just
to be on a stove.
We're right.
No. There are some things you use a microwave. Some things
Bergman,
you don't use a microwave.
Did he not just admit we're right?
Yes, he did.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I like the I like stirring in the butter and I like stirring in the
right.
powder. Powdered cheese, the orange
right.
powdered cheese, and I always
and
get
then
the.
Why
I don't
do you
think.
Cook, you,
I,
why do you cook it on a stove?
I don't know. Just because I always have cooked that on a stove. I don't
better?
Microwave. I mean,
microwave is faster.
Is it faster? I've never yeah. made macaroni and cheese in a microwave.
Microwaves are always
hey,
faster.
Greg, here's the thing. How did you just like never make popcorn before this week?
No, I mean I really don't eat much popcorn. It gets stuck in my teeth. It's annoying. But no, I did. If you obviously,
you are
yeah,
a strange bird.
Yeah, you are.
You are.
And you know what's weird? Like, just in the last couple of weeks, maybe it's since we started Tuesday, I found out way more things about you that I never knew. Like the microwave
can,
man, is a weird.
And Greg, can
you
I make a random observation
yes.
here too? Yeah. I know because I've been around you and Riley. I know you are a great dad, and
Thank you
will do anything for her.
Yes, I will.
But I'm worried that all of your weird quirks are going to filter down because here's like I don't care that you haven't had a microwave. I care that Riley hasn't had a microwave.
That
what
is
if
weird.
She needed something heated up?
Well, we put it in the toaster oven or we put it in the oven.
And then, okay, you want to hear another one? He won't eat fried food.
I don't like fried food.
He doesn't like fried food.
Well,
it's like everything's
I actually
better
applaud
fried.
You for that.
No, right. but it's delicious, isn't it?
Well, wait, Greg, you won't eat fried chicken?
No, I mean, I'll eat it, but I prefer not to have
fried
chicken.
Fried chicken is the greatest invention known to man.
Oh, fried chicken is fantastic.
It's, no, it's, look, it's
Honey's
very good.
Kettle in Culver City, my fried chicken spot.
I just stay away from fried food in general. Like, even when I go to sushi, I won't get tempura because it's fried.
Well, it's good
really?
That you stay yeah. away from it. It's different that you don't like it.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm saying there's like fried chicken is delicious, but I just don't eat fried food regularly.
Where do you get your best fried chicken, Ireland?
Gus's.
Yeah. You're talking about in LA. There's a Gus's here in LA, right?
Yeah, like 2 miles from the station. On
Do they deliver to your house in behind the gated community?
No, yeah, I've never had it delivered to my house. I normally get it when I'm on that side of town. But here I'll eat fried chicken anywhere. Like my neighbor makes really good fried chicken at a party we have every year. But I'll eat fried chicken if it's on a menu at a restaurant.
Jorge, like you look so like you've been itching to say something for a while.
No, I'm good. I'm just listening.
Yeah, no, you just...
I'm learning about it, everybody here.
Yeah.
I think everybody's learning a little bit.
So I got a disturbing call. I won't say disturbing. I got a call yesterday, John. And it was from our friend, our mutual friend, John Patterson.
Oh, see, Master Wave, it's all about you.
And John...
John owns multiple car dealers and is one of the great guys of all time.
Right, and he has decided that I am going to not be driving an OC Mazda anymore.
Okay.
So now I need a new car, and I haven't had a new car in a really long time, and I don't know what to do.
And you have to go outside of John to get it.
Correct. I have to go outside of John to get it. And I've but the field is wide open. Like, I could get any car that I wanted, or if somebody in sales here wants to stick me in something, they can stick me in something, because I was driving a loaner car. Now, if you can drive any car, and you know I'm not going to spend a lot of money on a car. Because you know how I drive.
Yeah.
And I'm not the best driver, and, you know, cars will get dings and whatever not.
Yes, they will, with you driving them.
So, if the field is open, what kind of car should I get?
Okay, so there's some things here.
Yeah.
There's some choices. You don't drive a ton, but do you and Juan still only have one car?
No, we have another car. He's driving a Genesis now. It's
so
beautiful.
This car's not going to be, what would you say, about 5,000 to 7,000 miles a year probably?
Yeah, I mean, I drive here, yeah, from work to here to Palm Springs to work to here. Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I think I had 21,000 miles in 3 years.
So you're averaging 7,000 miles a year.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you need to worry too much about gas because you don't drive that much.
Right.
Like, if you were driving 20,000 miles a year, I would tell you to get an electric car. Because then gas is so expensive now, the electric car would pay for itself.
Right.
But now, if you're only driving that much, you don't have that much. You could get any car. You can get a gas-powered car. You can get an electric car. You can get whatever you need. Now, I like space. When I get smaller cars, I'm not comfortable. I like SUVs. Do you care how big the car is?
Small. I want a small car, so
you
it's
want a
easy,
sedan.
Easy to park. Yeah. Four doors, but a little car. Smaller car. I don't want to drive a tank, because then I have trouble parking, and I'm not very good at parking either.
Right.
Just going to be straight up. Sometimes I'll park in front of my house. May take three cracks to hit that parallel spot.
Do you care if you get a new car or a used car?
Does it
not matter?
No difference to me. I'm looking for value, value, value.
Then you should go used.
Go used.
You know what? You should go to Matt Unger.
Matt's a great guy.
And just tell him, he runs a Lexus dealership and he runs a Toyota dealership. And you know, I'm doing ads for Toyota now. I've got one coming up in the next break. Toyotas are great and they last forever. And Matt will give you a great deal. That's what I would do.
Okay, that's a very good suggestion. Now, can I throw something else out there?
Yeah.
Every time I get picked up in an Uber, and it happens to be a Tesla, I am like, oh my God, this is the coolest car I have ever been in.
So everybody I know who has a Tesla, and I know a lot of people that have them, love them, like swear by them. You're going to pay more.
Yeah.
That's your issue.
Well, the other thing is I can't plug in the car at my house.
Well, you would take care of it. You would hire an electrician. He would come over and for like $2,500, he'd set up your garage for life.
He'd stick it in there. By the way, my garage is a studio, and I park on the street. So that's why I think a Tesla is out of the question. Juan said, why not just charge it at work?
Yep.
Because we've got charging stations here, it would be weird to not be able to charge it at home and only be able to charge it at work.
Why?
Because
there would be a charge station near where you live too.
But like, how long do you have to put it in the charge station?
Hour.
Just 1 hour?
Like, if you get to find a supercharger, yeah.
So yeah, I don't know how many miles does a Tesla go?
Well, if you get on a full charge, you can get like a full tank of gas. You can get like 200 miles out.
Does Travis Rogers have one? Oh, yeah. No, that's who I need to talk to about this. I'll bring that up tomorrow with Travis. Yeah.
No, people love him, but here's the thing. So instead of paying $50,000 for a car, or if you go used, it would be less. You can't get into a Tesla for anything less than $75,000, and that would be a small one. And a good Tesla, like a Model 3, you could get into for that. But a Model S, you're paying over $100,000.
Okay. Not going to spend that kind of money on it because I'm just really not.
But it pays for itself after a while.
I'm sure it does. All right, coming up next for you, a suggestion for Kevin Demoff after something I saw at the Rams game. Plus, I'll take a crack at the Grubhub password. I've got a new idea.
I think you're going to get it this week.
Okay. We'll do that coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, we're playing, obviously, Beyonce, we're playing this for a particular reason. Yesterday, the Grammy nominations came out, and this was one of the songs that was nominated for Record of the Year. And throughout the show today, we'll bump back with songs that have been nominated for Grammy Awards. A lot of these, I don't think I've ever heard before. Like, some of these are going to be new to me. This is one of the popular ones. Jorge, do you recognize a lot of the songs on there?
Like four of them.
Four of them. Yeah, because there's some quirky stuff on there. So we'll bump back with that stuff throughout the day today. Mason, Ireland, what's up? So, Ireland, you've got my Grubhub password.
I do. Now, for people who are not in tune with this bit, 3-4 weeks ago, Mason said, I'm getting fat. I'm ordering too much Grubhub late at night. Ooh. I'm going to change my password to something I'll never remember. I said, no. Let's up the ante. Give me your laptop. Mm-hmm. I will change your password. And that way you won't be able to get in until you figure it out.
Right.
He's been trying to figure it out for the last 4 weeks. Every day that we have a show, I let him ask one yes or no question and then guess. And he's yet to come up with the password. I think he's had like 15, 20 cracks at it. Mace, I just got a weird feeling that this is the week. It's Wednesday.
Yep.
I think either today, tomorrow, or Friday, you figure it out. What is your yes or no question for me today?
Okay, so I've asked about dogs, Venice, Juan, Jacob Imrani, the show, the station, Halloween, the NFL, Toledo, donuts, my family, vacation, weed, Lakers, and food. All answered no. So here we go. Does it have something to do with technology?
Greg, I think that's a no. Would you agree?
No, it's a no.
It's a no.
It is a definite no?
Yeah.
Why was it so close to being a yes and then it
we
turned
can't
into
tell
a
you
no?
That.
That would give you information.
Okay. I've got a shot at the password.
Okay.
Is it password?
No.
I love the pause.
The pause just kills me. The pause kills me. That's what, by the way, a lot of people in the Mason and Ireland Mafia have guessed that the password is password. So for all you guys, back to the drawing board.
Yep.
All right. Let's do this. So, John, it is National Fast Food Day. Have they told you about this?
No.
Okay. National Fast Food Day. So they asked, and I guess it's on TikTok, right?
It will be on TikTok.
It will be on TikTok. Put together your ideal fast food menu if you can choose, put the menu together from all the fast food restaurants. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like a this from there and a that from here and a this from that.
Got it.
So think about that, and what would you put together? What would you assemble?
Well, the first thing that pops in is you got to have Jack in the Box tacos.
Oh, yeah.
They've got to be there as either an appetizer or a side dish. I have no idea what the contents of a Jack in the Box taco are. I don't think it's actually food.
I don't think it's beef.
No, I would agree with you. It is probably a chemical compound that is horrible for you, but they're really good, especially hungover.
And by the way, you'll have to buy them because it's very rare that the Lakers win and hold an opponent under 111 points.
Cheap shot. Okay.
Okay.
So that's one thing I would have.
Yeah.
All right. The other thing, fries from In-N-Out.
In-N-Out fries.
In-N-Out fries are excellent. Whoa. They're always fresh, never frozen, always really good.
I know the slogan, but whoa.
Okay.
Okay.
So then you have fries from In-N-Out. I'm trying to think if I'd rather have a hot fudge sundae from McDonald's or a Frosty from Wendy's. What do you think?
Well, I can tell you that Frosty from Wendy's is on my particular menu.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
Love I really don't Frosty. Have a main dish, though, yet.
No, you, know what I mean? You don't. Well, you didn't get a burger.
Not yet.
You didn't get a chicken sandwich.
Not yet.
You've got fries, you got tacos, and you've got dessert, but you don't have a burger.
Do I have, can I use, is El Pollo Loco fast food?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, there's no drive-thru.
Yeah, there is.
No, there are drive-thrus for El Pollo.
Yeah, I was going to go in.
Oh, then, okay, then I want half a chicken from El Pollo Loco, the broiled kind. Like that's not fried.
Is that for healthy reasons?
No, just good.
It is good. I love El Pollo Loco.
Yeah, yeah. It's good stuff.
Okay, Bergman, put together your ideal menu.
So I can't go to a whole bunch of different places. I have to go to one spot and get everything.
Why are you not accepting the premise?
This is the premise. I just want to stick to one restaurant.
Which one are you going?
I'm going to In-N-Out. And I'm going to have a double animal style. I'm going to have animal style fries, and their milkshake, their chocolate milkshake, is delicious.
Yeah, their milkshake is good.
And a big, large one, that is a full meal, and I don't want to go anywhere else.
Okay.
Jorge? I mean, I can add things, but that's too much food.
Yeah, Jorge?
Ready? I got a whole list.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah. I'll take a Big Mac, a McRib, McDonald's fries, a Crunchwrap from Taco Bell, a Junkyard Dog from Wiener Schnitzel, a pot pie from KFC, a milkshake from In-N-Out, and I think that's about it.
My God.
Can you eat that all in one sitting?
Are you feeding a small army?
That is a meal and a half,
just
man.
Just feeds me, man.
Wow. Okay, so mine goes a spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes. The fries from McDonald's. Now, I know it's a controversial take, but I don't like the fries at In-N-Out. I'm not a fan. They're too potato-y.
I don't like the fries at McDonald's. They're too salty.
Okay. I mean, it's a matter of taste,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Matter of taste. They're very potato-y. And it would be a double-double from In-N-Out Burger and a Frosty from Wendy's. That would be my official fast food order. And your goat, if you can... You eliminate all the fast food restaurants except one, Ireland. Which one survives? Only get to keep one.
Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't even have it on your actual menu. You didn't even put a chicken sandwich on your menu.
I know, but that's the one I go to more than any other.
Interesting. I'm not a... I'm a Popeyes guy. I'm not a Chick-fil-A guy. What about you, Jorge? You only get one.
McDonald's. Yeah, I'll keep McDonald's.
Bergman?
Del Taco.
And you didn't have anything from Del Taco
on
your menu.
I can't eat the
Why wouldn't In-N-Out Burger be your choice since your entire menu came from In-N-Out Burger?
That's a better question.
Well, no, because you're talking about your ultimate meal. I can't eat that all the time. I can eat Del Taco every day. It's delicious.
I just think Del Taco is poor man's Taco Bell, isn't it?
Oh, God, absolutely not. Way better than Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
You think Taco Bell sucks?
Taco Bell's
You just ordered a Crunchwrap. Del Taco.
No, Del Taco is the best.
Heck no.
Yeah, Del Taco is Taco Bell. I don't need anything. Burrito Supreme, extra sour cream, sign me up.
I can't believe that this is a conversation.
The one fast food restaurant I would keep is McDonald's. I think I love a Big Mac, man. I love that bread in the middle. Like that middle bread is delicious. Like the burger on top, the burger on and then the bread in the middle makes it absolutely delicious. And whatever the special sauce is, I have no idea. I don't even know what it is. It's a mystery to me. is delicious. And then the fries you can't go wrong with, and you can't go wrong with a hot apple pie dipped into a caramel sundae. I can't believe that's not an actual menu item that they have. The dipping caramel pie in the ice cream is so friggin' good.
Call McDonald's. Well,
aren't fat bastard from the Austin Powers movies.
You know, I was talking to Mark Cates yesterday. One of our sales guys is named Mark Cates, and he just ran the New York Marathon. So
yeah,
congratulations to Mark Cates. He's run, apparently, a number of marathons, ran the L.A. Marathon a couple of times and ran the New York Marathon now. And I realized that a lot of people do well when they've got a goal, an end goal. Like Mark, I have no idea if he was out of shape or whatever, but you start training for a marathon to get ready for a marathon, and the byproduct of that is you get in shape. So I am never going to run a marathon. I have no desire to. I ran cross country in high school, and at the last race, I swore to myself I will never run again, and I never have. Never been a jogger, never been a runner. I thought, okay, what about like a long bike thing, like ride from here to wherever? And I thought to myself, no, I'm not a ride the bike in the street guy. I don't like. I'm nervous when I'm driving around somebody on a bike. Riding a bike with cars whirring past me, I'm not for that. So if I strike off those two things, what's left?
Swimming, but you're a really slow swimmer.
But here's the thing. Slow, but doing it is doing it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. You are like insanely slow. I remember when we had that race.
That was not insane. Don't exaggerate. You're such
okay,
a
hyperbolist.
Well,
I won't exaggerate,
but
when we had that race, it was down and back.
Yeah.
And I went down, touched the wall, was on my way back, and you were halfway down the first leg.
Yeah, I pulled a muscle.
I think your Rodney Dangerfield back to school bathing suit slowed you down.
I pulled a, what is this called right here? This would be a
leg.
Yeah.
Torso.
Torso. Yeah, torso. I right across, just terrible pectoral whatever thing. Torn pectoral. Is that a thing?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah. It's that.
You pulled a muscle.
All right. Coming up next, we will get to some actual stuff, too, eventually. We've got Freddie Prinze coming on the show today. What time is Freddie coming on?
Sometime around 2.
He's got a brand new movie out, which we will talk about. It's not premiered yet, John, but it is a Christmas movie, and it's on Netflix, and I have a feeling it is going to be exactly up your alley.
I was going to say, if the number one movie right now on Netflix is Lindsay Lohan's Christmas movie.
Oh, I've got some breaking Lindsay Lohan news, too.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I've got
did
some of that
for
you.
Did she get married again and divorced?
I will tell
on
you.
On the same day?
I will tell you coming up. Plus, We'll spin the wheel of questions. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal. Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Good evidence right here that we've done most every question on Wheel of Questions, so this one is a bit absurd. Here's the question.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a tree in your backyard that constantly produces every fruit in the world, or a trained dinosaur of your choice that you could ride to work?
So what's your fast food menu again?
You got a better one, Ireland?
I disagree with you that this is a bad question.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad.
I think it's a very difficult choice.
Yes.
My first instinct is the tree would provide nourishment for you and your family forever.
Yes.
It's healthy.
Yep. It produces all fruits.
I love fruit. That would be the smart choice. But it's a dinosaur. Yeah, you can ride to work.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Give me the dinosaur.
Taking the dinosaur. Interesting choice. Jorge?
I'm going with the tree. I brought oranges for you guys the other day. There's avocados that we got.
Why did I get no oranges?
Well, they were in the back.
I didn't get a single friggin' orange.
Greg got one.
I ate like four of them.
I didn't get an orange. Delicious. What are you doing?
Anyway, I'll take the tree.
Okay. I gave you a bottle of mezcal last week. You don't give me a friggin' orange.
That was a free. You re-gifted the mezcal.
Well, because I know Jorge loves a good mezcal.
I do.
Bergman, dinosaur or tree?
It's tough. I think I really like the tree because I eat a lot of fruit. That's what's only in my fridge. It's the only thing that actually makes it to my fridge.
Right.
But John's right. You got to ride the dinosaur. If you got a chance to ride a dinosaur to work,
it's a dinosaur, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I think the dinosaur is the cool choice there. And it's completely trained, completely safe. That's the premise. I am with you guys. I think it would be incredible to ride a dinosaur down the 10 to get to LA Life.
And if it was a flying dinosaur, you could just avoid all
traffic. Oh, if it was like Rodan.
Right.
Rodan was the one that fought Godzilla.
I could get from Manhattan Beach to Staples Center in like 10 minutes.
It's true. It's true.
Have you noticed I'm already calling Crypto.com Arena Staples Center?
Yeah. Now, is that an accident, or have you been given orders?
No, I've not been given orders. Okay. We're still supposed to call it Crypto.com Arena, but for how long?
Well, I read a little bit about that FTX. Apparently, company... Oh, really? We've got Freddie right now? Joining us right now is the great Freddie Prinze Jr. Freddie, how are you, man?
Hello, sir. How are you? I had to call Jorge because Greg banned me a few years ago, but Jorge's the man. Screw you, Greg.
Yeah, screw you, Greg, as we often say around here.
Freddie, I'm very excited banning to hear you that you will be in a Netflix Christmas movie. If you know anything about me, I watch all Christmas movies, whether they're on Hallmark, Lifetime, or Netflix. The number one movie, Freddie, right now on Netflix is Lindsay Lohan's Christmas movie until your movie comes along and displaces it. When does your movie come out?
Yes. It comes out tomorrow. We will crush Lindsay Lohan, even though I'm sure she's really sweet. I got nothing but love for her, but she will be destroyed come tomorrow morning.
I love it. What's the movie and what is your role in it?
It's called Christmas With You. And it's with me and the amazing Amy Garcia, and it's about a widower, a single father, who basically gets Shakira thrust into his life, has no idea what to do with this woman, and the two of them sort of fall in love over the holidays. It's basically a romantic comedy that takes place at Christmas, and I couldn't be prouder. I've never, ever, ever gotten to play a Latino in this business. Unless I wrote the damn thing, for whatever reason, Latinos all over, for whether they're students or cab drivers recognizing me in a rearview mirror or business owners, they've always shown me love. But the Latinos in Hollywood always try to race check me because I'm not puro Latino. And so I never get to do it unless it's like an after the fact thing where they're like, we're changing the last name from Smith to Ramirez because we cast Freddie and we show the world how diverse we are. So those don't count. So I was really honored to get the opportunity to earn their respect. I'm a big believer. You don't just give respect. You give dignity. In the world of social media, those two words have become one, but they are separate things. All you can expect is an opportunity to earn respect. And the director, Gabriela, and the producer, Herman, and the writers, everybody in this damn thing was Latino, and they welcomed me with open arms and really gave me the chance to show off. And I couldn't be prouder, and I couldn't be happier with
Very
the final
cool. Very cool.
Result.
Now, Freddie, is it weird? I'm assuming you shot this maybe over the summer or in the spring or something. Is it weird doing a Christmas thing in the middle of summer?
We actually shot in New York and Brooklyn last October. So it actually got cold. The only weird thing was we were shooting in the middle of COVID. So it was like, as soon as the scene wrapped, all these COVID personnel would come in and separate the cast and not let us speak to each other or get to know each other at all. It's horrible. But yeah, we shot in New York. It was cold enough. They had to make some fake snow a few times for us, but, the weather was agreeable for a Christmas movie at least.
So I know you follow all the same teams that we do because we see on
much,
social media
yeah.
all the time.
You're not a Raiders fan. You're a Rams fan.
I'm
yeah,
a Rams fan. I didn't realize you were a Raiders fan. I will try to not hold that against you.
Hey.
So I know you're big on baseball. The Dodgers flame out. I'm curious, did you continue to watch baseball or when the Dodgers exited the playoffs, did you say, like me, I'm just turning baseball off?
Yeah, if the Lakers don't make the playoffs, I don't care who wins after that. As soon as the Dodgers lost to the freaking Padres, it just sucks to lose to them. But yeah, I stopped watching. I honestly didn't even know who won the World Series until like 3 days after it was over because I just don't care anymore. I care about my team. I don't care about anybody else's team. If you win, right on. If you lose, party on. I only care about my teams.
So you mentioned the Lakers, Freddie. Mason and I kind of disagree as to Mason's already waved the white flag on the Lakers. He thinks the season's over. I think it's too early to say that. I mean, last year New Orleans made the playoffs after they started 2-13, but I think they got a ton of work to do. Where's your head on the Lakers?
I mean, it's tough, man. They have to make a trade. They're going to make a trade as soon as they start to figure things out. Then they're going to have to figure things out all over again.
Right.
So if we win 30 games, I mean, that's a win at this point. I don't know quite how we get there unless we get Bradley Beal and he just gels perfectly with everyone else. But it's tough. It's going to be a tough season. I'm probably leaning more towards Mace, which sucks.
It does
so
suck.
Bad.
It does suck.
I don't know what we do with LeBron James after that. So it's just anytime you waste a year of one of the greatest players ever career, it's tough. And I don't know, man. I'm leaning Mace on this one. I don't like admitting that, but that's the honest truth.
Okay, so it's National Fast Food Day, Freddie. You're a very healthy guy. I know you're very careful about what you eat, and you work out all the time and all that stuff. But if you break down and you go to fast food, where are you going?
Okay, so here's a fun fact. I've never eaten fast food in my life.
Get
my mom
out of
didn't
here.
Allow me to when I was – never had McDonald's, never been inside a Burger King, never had Taco
wow.
Bell. I had an In-N-Out burger, if that counts as fast food, but it wasn't my favorite. Never been in a Wendy's, never been inside a Del Taco. We live in Southern California. There's the taco trucks alone are better Mexican food than anywhere else in the country.
Freddie,
so
have you extended this?
I've never felt the need to. Never.
Freddie, have you extended this fast food policy to your kids? Like, have your kids ever had fast food?
They never have tasted it. They've never had it. You know what? I take it back. I had a Frosty in Tokyo, Japan at the airport. So if that counts, then I did have a Frosty at a Wendy's, but it wasn't even in this country. I was at the airport in Narita, Japan.
So we were talking a little while ago. A buddy of ours ran the New York Marathon, which is super cool. And I've decided I really need like a goal. Like I need to get to something. I'm wondering from you,
hell yeah.
Would martial arts help me?
Well, it depends which one. I mean, for you, I would say no contact, right? You don't need to be getting punched in the face.
I don't want to get hit
or kicked. So I would recommend Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, whether you go with the Gracies or the Machados or anyone in between, because there's no striking. But as far as marathon running, I ran the LA Marathon when I was 31, 32 or something like that. And the best advice is run. Treadmill run and then run the streets because they're very different experiences. A treadmill is forgiving as all hell. Ooh, can I say that? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. Oh, that's totally fair.
A treadmill is very forgiving and the streets are unforgiving. So run. If you can get up to 13 miles in one run, then you can finish the marathon. If you can't, then you're going to be walking that bad boy.
Mm.
I had like special motivation because there was a girl that was a PA on my show and the George Lopez show back in the day who was training for it. And she unfortunately had an aneurysm and passed away.
Oh.
So me and a bunch of the cast from the George Lopez show all vowed to kind of run it for her. And her parents were at the finish line. So there was no way that I wasn't going to finish that race.
Right.
And you would see them every mile. You would see like members of either my cast and crew or his cast and crew with pictures of her, so that really kept you going. And I found a nice pack of Korean people that I just sort of ran with the whole way, and because we were all running the same speed. But at one point, this 12-year-old kid runs up on me, and he like double takes, and he goes, "Hey, man, are you the guy from Scooby-Doo?" And I say, "Yeah." And now you know I'm hurting, and we talk for like 2 minutes, and he goes, "Well, anyway, my brother's way ahead of me. I got to catch up." And poosh, he was gone and had like three other gears. And my legs were just like, yeah, we have no more gears. We're going to stay right here. And the 12-year-old's going to humiliate you. And he must have finished the damn thing in 3.5 hours. I think I was like 4 hours and 20-some minutes.
That's
good. I don't remember what it was.
That's a really good time.
But you should totally do it, though. You should go after it. You should chase that goal. It makes you feel like $1 million. It humbles you completely, but it empowers you all at the same time. I think everyone should run a marathon at least once in their life.
Ireland, what do you think? Me, marathon.
No chance. Marathon. You have no discipline. You are the most uncoordinated person I know. I think that, Freddie, I think what Mace should do is run, you know, you've heard of those mini triathlons where you run like a mile, swim a mile, ride a bike a mile. I think he should start there.
I've seen Mace swim. I wouldn't recommend that either.
What about martial arts? You teach martial arts, Freddie. Can you teach me stuff?
I've taught kids. You know, you could be my first grown-up. You could be my first grown-up. We'll teach you how to kick a little butt.
Yeah, yeah. Because I need something, right? I need something right now, especially. Because I'm trying
to be able to defend yourself from Ireland's verbal assaults every single day.
I have no trouble with that. I have no trouble defending myself from Ireland's verbal assaults. Well, listen, Freddie, the movie premieres tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
And
yeah, today in Australia. I was just talking to Australia. They live in the future, so they already got to see it.
Awesome, man. Well, congratulations on the picture. Thanks a lot for coming on. The ban has been lifted. From now on, just go through Jorge to get onto the show, okay?
See.
Yeah, I got his number. He was cool enough to hook it up. Otherwise, I was just going to say I was Bill Plaschke.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you, Freddie.
Thanks, Freddie.
Thanks, guys. I love you guys. Bye.
All right. There's Freddie Prinze Jr. Yeah, and that, by the way, that movie's right down your alley.
Oh, I know. I'm all over it.
Happy. I'm sure I can hear from Freddie's sound of his. It's not. There are no sad endings in Christmas movies.
Well, you know,
movies.
Mace, it is countdown to Christmas. I'm on my 19th Hallmark movie since Halloween.
God.
And
that must
be weird
because
it's only November 16th. Somehow I've done 3 2-a-days. But right now, as we're watching, you know, because I'm at home today for one more day, I have the Baywatch channel on, but I'll be moving right over to Hallmark as soon as the show.
Now, there's
over.
Not actually a Baywatch channel.
Swear to God.
24/7.
24/7. You have to have Samsung. You have to have a Samsung TV, and it's channel 1063. Jorge, have you checked it out yet?
Oh, yeah. I have.
Yeah. Once you start it, Mace, it is very difficult to
turn sure, off. I'm sure it's going to be difficult. All right. Reminds me of my swimming days. All right, coming up next for you, who is the face of the NBA right now? Who's the face of the NBA? We've got a theory. Plus,
Clipper Daryl.
The best headline I've seen in a really long time. That's coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.